News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A delayed Leaving Cert or even language oral exams via Zoom. These are just some of the scenarios that could await Leaving Cert students this year. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Stephen O'Brien, political editor with the Sunday Times. Stephen, just lay out for us what's being discussed this week in terms of Leaving Cert 2021.
Well, the government has made it something of an article of faith to keep the schools open as much as possible and to avoid a repeat of 2020 when the Leaving Cert was, the written Leaving Cert was cancelled late in the day and a kind of a patch-up calculated grades system was replaced it. Just after Christmas, an extra week's holidays was built in and the schools were due to come back. The Leaving Cert were due to come back on the 11th of January for 3 days, but that was cancelled as the ASTI instructed its members not to
cooperate.
So the furious kind of arrangements and contacts and discussions have been going on since then to try and get the Leaving Cert initially back into school, but also to get the other classes back on a phased basis. A kind of a foretaste, if you like, of that. Or kind of a parallel process which has been watched very closely is happening this week when children with special educational needs at primary level are due to return
slightly
to the classroom.
Up in the air. Forza say they haven't reached agreement on that either as it happens. We are hearing noises, particularly from the Department of Education, that they want a Leaving Cert, but the longer schools remain closed, that becomes less likely. Are you hearing any kind of tipping point here in this, Stephen, that look, if the kids don't go back till after the midterm or if the kids don't go back till Easter, there will not be an exam?
I think Easter would certainly be a tipping point. I think that the 1st of February is a crucial date and there isn't a lot of wriggle room around that. Possibly another week is about as much as some people believe they have. And one of the things, as you said at the outset there, that one of the things that's been considered is delaying the date of the exam from the traditionally, I think it's the first Wednesday in June. The reckoning is that the Leaving Cert classes have simply not had enough classroom time. They haven't got through enough of the curriculum. So if this drifts into, say, the second week of February, particularly, that's one of the options being considered is to delay the start date of the exam
They've missed something like 30% of their coursework over the 2 years with lockdowns. Can I ask you one last question, Stephen, before I let you go? Do you know, should it transpire that we are going back to calculated and predicted grades again this year? Are we any better prepared this time around, do you know?
I don't know. I think there are ideas and proposals out there out how to do that differently. It's complicated because no schools have had mocks this year, and many schools will have no mocks because one of the companies that supplies them has decided not to do that this year. But I think there will be a reliance. A lot of schools have been doing ongoing kind of progress exams or progress update exams. I don't think we are hugely further down the road into a calculated grade system. That's part of the reason I think why the minister. Determination to get some form of written Leaving Cert underway. I think watch Thursday, watch what happens with the special education needs kids in primary school. If that goes reasonably smoothly, that will be a sign that a 1st of February return for the Leaving Cert could be on the cards.
Thank you for that indeed, Stephen. That's Stephen O'Brien, their political editor with the Sunday Times.